Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Vav. We left off in daf Kuf Hey. I'm in Beis Chodesh. We are up to the Shema Minaz. The first one we go through eight different things that we learned from the Braisa that we spoke about in yesterday's daf about a guy coming home on Matzoy Shabbos and what to do about Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon. And then we're going to get into a discussion because of one of those eight things has to do with Kos Pagum. So we're going to discuss Kos Pagum and how that relates to Kiddush and Havdalah, different opinions of Amoraim on the issue of Kos Pagum. But really, the bulk of the daf is about Kiddush, Havdalah, and eating before Kiddush and Havdalah. We're going to talk about the text of Kiddush, both at night and at day, and how late in the week you can still say Havdalah, and whether you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, before Havdalah. If you do eat before Kiddush, before Havdalah, can you still say Kiddush and say Havdalah? That's actually going to be Machloka. So let's pick up now from Shema Minah, Mehamas Nisan Timni, about 5-6 lines before the end of the page. So the Gemara says that we see the eight halachos we can learn from the Braisa about using the kos for Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon together. So one of the things, it could be a whole shiur, so we're going to have to, I don't know, I'll have to use discretion, I guess. Shema minah, mavdu b'tfila, tzarech shi'avdil alakos. First thing we see is that even if a person says Havdalah b'tfila, he still has to say Havdalah alakos, and it's not good enough to just do one or the other, because of, how do we see that? So Pashto says, Rashbam explains, the guy's coming home from shul, says someone who's nichnas the basal, matzoy Shabbos, so probably he was at shul, and he said Havdalah b'tfila, and still he has to worry about Havdalah alakos. So you see that mavdu b'tfila, tzarech shi'avdil alakos. There is a discussion the Achronim, the Dvar Shmuel raises, what is the gedder of this din that you have to be mavdil b'tfila in general? I mean, if a person is going to be mavdil al-kos anyway, so what is the function of havdalah b'tfila? Is havdalah b'tfila a din in havdalah, or is it a din in haskaras me'in hama'ora in tfila? That in tfila, when it's Rosh Chodesh, in Yonad Yama, when it's Rosh Chodesh, we're maskim me'in hama'ora in tfila, it's a din in our tfila, is that you need to say yalav yavav when it's yantif, so you have haskaras me'in hama'ora. So is it a din in havdalah that you need to say Havdalah b'tfila, or it's a din in haskaras me'ina ma'ora? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Sadeh Sif Yud that a person is not allowed to do melacha before Havdalah, but if he did Havdalah b'tfila, even though he hasn't yet done Havdalah b'alakos, he's allowed to do melacha. So from that perspective, you see that it's a din in Havdalah, that it functions like Havdalah. It's a matir for melacha. However, on the other hand, we find the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us if a person already said Havdalah alakos before he davens, do you have to still do Havdalah b'tfila? L'chora, Havdalah alakos is a higher level Havdalah than Havdalah b'tfila. The only reason they had Havdalah b'tfila is because people couldn't afford wine, it sounds like from the Gemara. So Havdalah alakos is a stronger form of Havdalah. Says the Gemara, if a person did Havdalah alakos already and hasn't yet davened, when he davens, he should do Havdalah b'tfila. So the implication of that is that Havdalah b'tfila is haskaras mina ma'ora. It's a din in the tfila. It's not just a din in Havdalah. Some are medayik in the Rambam that he holds that Havdalah b'tfila is not a haskara mina ma'ora. It's purely a din in Havdalah, because the Rambam in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos quotes the halacha that we have to be mekadesh as a Shabbos b'knisasa u'b'yitziyasa, that the mitzvah of Zachar Yom Shabbos Kacho means to be mekadesh Shabbos both when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos leaves. And the Rambam writes that the nusach of Havdalah is Baruch Atah Hashem Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol V'Chulei Baruch Atah Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. So he quotes the nusach of Havdalah ala kos. Why doesn't he quote the nusach of Havdalah b'tfila? So it sounds like Havdalah b'tfila is only a din in haskara. It's not a din of Havdalah. That's what they're medayik from the Rambam, that it's only a din in haskara smein amora. It's not a din of Havdalah, because when he describes Havdalah, he leaves out Havdalah b'tfila. And also the fact that the Rambam brings the din of Havdalah b'tfila only in Hilchos Tfila and not in Hilchos Shabbos. So again, the implication is that's a pretty strong indication that Havdalah b'tfila, according to the Rambam, is a din in Tfila. It's a din in Haskaras Me'en Amora. It's not a din in Havdalah. In the Sefer Machzik Bracha, he's medayik that from the Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, Parakim Halacha Zayin, that even a Matzoy Shabbos Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, but the Shitas Hara'ah is that Tfilas Arvis of Matzoy Shabbos is a Chova, because you have to say Havdalah b'chonei nadas. So what's the machlokas about? It could be the machlokas is about exactly this issue, that the Rambam is l'shitaso, that it's a din haskara, so tefillah arvis is a rishus, so there's no mitzvah of Havdalah, because there is no mitzvah of Havdalah in tefillah. It's just a din of haskara smein amora, when you have a tefillah that you have to mention Havdalah, so tefillah arvis could be rishus, and Motzai Shabbos as well. But the Ra'am might hold that it's a mitzvah of Havdalah, so it's not a din in tefillah, it's a separate mitzvah of Abdullah that can only be fulfilled through tefillah. So it transforms the tefillah into a tefillah shel chova. So that's the chakira. There's a discussion in the poskim on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person misses Mariv on Motzai Shabbos and he davens two times Shmonesrei Shachris on Sunday morning. When do you say Havdalah? Do you say Havdalah in the first Shmonesrei or the second one? So the second Shmonesrei is your makeup for the Mariv. The first one is your Chiyuv for that morning. So on the one hand you'd say, well, if it's a din in the Tefillah, so I should say it in the second one because it's a din in the Tefillah. And that's the Tefillah of Motzai Shabbos. But if it's a din in Havdalah, so Havdalah has to come in your first Shmonesrei that you say after Shabbos. So if this is your first Shmonesrei, I don't care that it's Sunday morning Shmonesrei. It's not about the tefillah. It's about being mavdil. So it's actually machlokas in the achronim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kivegan and others, they have this discussion about when to say Havdalah if in that type of situation. So it could be that it's about this same chakira. Okay, that's one shmamina. Second shmamina bracha to in a kos. We also see that you need to bench a la kos from the fact that a guy comes home and why can't he say Havdalah right now? Because he needs to save the kos for his birchas hamazon. Well, why didn't you just not be so machbir about being mevarich al kos, and then you'll have no problem. You don't need to save your kos for birchas hamazon. So you see that bracha to in a kos. But if this were the only gemara about birchas hamazon and a kos, so then we would conclude that no doubt that even an individual has to say birchas hamazon al kos all the time. However, this is not the only gemara. The Rif and Kuf Yizayinam based on the gemara and Kuf Yizayinam based on the Rambam Hilchos Brachos in the seventh paragraph of Hilchos Brachos Alach Tezvav Paskan Alacha that bracha ain't a to in a kos. How do they get that bracha to ain't a to in a kos? So it's because of the sugya Meseches Psachim. Later on, we're going to see it in a week and a half or so, says that Ravina holds that we could be mochiach from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah describes the Seder, and it says Mazgalo Kosh Shlishi Mevarich Al Mazono. They pour the third cup and use the third cup for Birch Samazon. So the Gemara is medayik from there that bracha to in a kos, and then Rava says no, you can't prove from there bracha to in a kos. Arba kosos tiknu chachamim derech erus. The chachamim were mesake in that we should have four kosos. So we found somewhere to attach each of the four kosos. One we attach to Kiddush, one to Sipurisius Mitzrayim, one to benching, one to halal. But we're only makvi to have a kos for birchas hamazon at the seder because we have to have a kos anyway. So we might as well connect it to benching. So the Rif Paskins like that gemara that you can't prove that bracha to una kos. So that's it's a major discussion in the Rishonim, but at least a significant group of Rishonim hold that it's not so, that you're always going to need a kos for Birchas HaMazon. Now, when you do use a kos for Birchas HaMazon, Tosfos over here in Dibur Maskil Shmamina Bracha Tuna Kos quotes the sheet of the Bahag that even if you are Mevarich al kos in Birchas HaMazon, you don't need to make a Bracha Achrona afterwards, because Birchas HaMazon is not considered a Hefzik, and it's considered Betoch HaSu'uda. So just like the Baruch Priyag Ofen at the beginning of the Su'uda covered all the wine in the Suda itself, so too even though obviously you do make another Baruch Priyag Ofen on this coast, but just like the benching covers all the wine in the Suda, it covers this wine also, even though this wine is drunk afterwards. And then the Rush also quotes the sheet of the Bahag that you don't make a bracha v'al gefen, but the Rush says that it's a dvar tema to pater someone from bracha achrona. He says Baal Lachos apparently held that a coast birch samazon is considered to be bam machma Suda, even though there's birch samazon in between. So the Rush concludes that the Ikar is Shalom Kedasa Bahag. It's against the Bahag. We would not pass like the Bahag. That since it's only in the middle of a Suda we say that something is Ba Machmas HaSuda. So from the Tosus and the Rush and the Sheet of the Bahag, you don't have to make a Bracha Achrona. So the question is, what about a Bracha Rishona? They only discuss Bracha Achrona. What would the Bahag say about a Bracha Rishona? So the Beis Yosef says, no, the Bahag would say you don't need a Bracha Rishona either. It's all the same. It's part of the Suda. You're covered by the Baruch Priyag Ofen at the beginning. But the Prisha, the Bach, and the Tazel, then no, Bahag only means to exempt you from Bracha Achrona. Bracha Rishona, you're going to be Chayiv. The Rashbam on Kuf Gimel and Beis quoted the Bahag that holds that you don't need to make a Bracha Achrona on the Yayin that you drink after you finish the meal, unless you drank it after Birchas HaMazon. That's how the Rashbam quotes the Bahag. So there's the Rush says the Bahag is such a Dvar Tema, not so clear the Bahag really says what the Tosos and the Rush think the Bahag said. The Rashbam has a different version of that Bahag, where the Bahag only says that even though you finished your meal, as long as you didn't say Birchas HaMazon, you're not going to have to make a Bracha Achrona on the coast. But if you did say Birchas HaMazon, then you will have to say a Bracha Achrona on the coast. And the Bach says, yeah, that's got to be the correct version of the Bahag. That's the one that makes a lot more sense. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Shemamina, Koshal Bracha Tzaruch Shir. We also see that from the fact that you can't split the cup into two and use half of it now for Avdallah and half of it later for Birch Samazon, it must be that there's a minimum Shir for a Koshal Bracha, and that Shir, of course, is Shir of a Revius, how we paskin, but there is a minimum Shir for a Koshal Bracha. And also, fourth one, Shemamina, Hamavarich Tzaruch Sheyitom, that if a person makes a bracha ala kos, he also has to taste from that kos, because otherwise you could just make the havdalah ala kos and then keep the same kos and use it for birch samazon later on. From the fact that you can't use it again, it must be that you have to taste from it. Ushmamina ta'amo pagmo. And it must also be that if you taste from it, it's going to be pogim the kos, because otherwise, why don't you just take a sip from it now, and then you'll use it again later for birch samazon. So it must be that ta'amo pagmo. So the Gemara is going to point out that you can't say that shmamina ta'amo pagmo and shmamina koshel bracha tzorach shir, because it could be the reason you can't taste from it now and save the rest of it for later is because now you don't have the shir anymore, you're less than a revius. So you can only really learn one or the other. The Gemara is going to point that out, if you're wondering. Ushmamina ta'am mavdil. And we're also gonna learn that we also see from here that even if you've eaten something before Avdallah, you're still allowed to say Avdallah, is what we were talking about yesterday. That very concept that there's even a discussion whether you're allowed to say Avdallah after you've eaten tells you that Avdallah is qualitatively different after eating than before eating. It's not the din of eating before Avdallah and eating before Kiddush is not like the din of eating before any other mitzvah, where it's just a concern that you might forget to do the mitzvah. It somehow changes the very nature of the Kiddush and the Avdallah. The Aruch HaShulchan is medayik from Tosos over here in Dibur HaMaskel Shmamina Tamo Pagmo, that the ti'ima that you need for a koshal bracha is a melol lugmav. And even though the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Zayin is going to say that by Kiddush you need to taste melol lugmav, Tosos holds that by koshal bracha it's not only Kiddush, any koshal bracha you need a melol lugmav. The Sharetzim quotes this and rejects the Elia Rabbah, who has sfeikos about this. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Stimas HaGemara, from the simple Pshan in the Gemara, Ta'am HaPagmo, it sounds like Ti'ima Kol Shehi is Pogemes. In order to be Pogem, a cup, you don't need to have Melo Lugmav to create a problem of Pagam. And that's Lashon of the Gemara. Hamvarit Tzarek Sheyitom, sounds like you need the Kavana is, when the Gemara says Tzarek Sheyitom, you only need a tiny little bit. So it's all the same Ti'ima. Just like Ta'am Pugmo is just a tiny little bit, maybe the ti'ima that you need on a koshal bracha is also just a tiny little bit. So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan tries to suggest. Now there is a way out of a kos pagum, meaning if a person has kos pagum, you can't use for a koshal bracha. So let's say you say Avdallah on a decent wine, which you should say Avdallah on wine if you have available, if you have in your house somewhere wine, and so you shouldn't use Chamar Medina, you should use wine. So you say Avdallah on wine, but it's Matzoy Shabbos, you don't want to get drunk from it, you have to drive right after it. So you're just going to drink a little bit, you're going to drink a little lugma, but you have this giant kos. So what do? You want to spill it all down the drain? So you can't. That's one possibility. The other possibility, if you want to save it, so a lot of people will just try to pour it back into the bottle. Problem is, you already were pogame that kos. You pour it back into the bottle, you're going to be pogame the whole bottle. You won't be able to use any of it for a koshal bracha in the future. So I think what the post can recommend is to pour a little more wine into the kos from the bottle. That takes away the pegima. That's how you undo the pegima, by pouring more wine into it, and then you could pour the whole thing back in the bottle once it's not pogame anymore. Ushmamina, I forgot what number we're up to, but whatever number it is, Ushmamina Omer Be Kedushos al kos echad. We also see that you could say that, I think this is the seventh one, you could say two kedushos on the same kos. You could do two mitzvos over the same kos, because here you have the same kos and you're doing the mitzvah of Havdalah and the mitzvah of Birch Samazon. Ushmamina beishamahi valibid Rabbi Yehuda. And we also see that the Brisa seems to assume, like Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas beisham beis Hillel, that benching comes first and Havdalah comes last. And the machlokas beisham beis Hillel is whether the bracha on ner or besamim comes first, and so it must be that it holds like beis Shammai, that the bracha on ner comes before besamim. So those are the eight things that we learn from this one brisa. So says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar, Tamo Pagma Vekoshal Bracha, Rav Ashi just makes the ha'ara that we made before, that the idea of ta'ama pagmo and koshal bracha tzarek shir cannot both be derived from the brisa, but you could definitely derive that one or the other is true from the fact that you don't either split the kos or drink a little bit out of the kos and then use it again for later. So either you can't do that because it has now become a kos pagum, or you can't do that because you have been mafchis from the shir. It's now less than the shir of what you need. Okay, says the Gemara Vachi Kamar, and this is what that's in fact what the Gemara meant to say. My time a tamo pagmo. Why is that? When you tell him, it's definitely pogim the kos. Mishum the kosher bracha tzarich shir, because kosher bracha needs shir. So once you have only your revius and you drink a little bit from it, so now you've ruined it because you don't have the shir. Rav Yaakov Baridi kapra chatzpa pagima. Rav Yidi Bar Shisha kapra kosa pagima. Mar Bar Avashi kapra filu achavisa pagima. So the Gemara tells us the different amarim. Rav Yaakov Baridi was careful not to make kiddush from a pitcher that somebody had drunk out of. Rav Yidi Bar Shisha was only careful to avoid using a kos that somebody had drunk from for kiddush, and Rabbi Rav Ashi was even careful not to use a wine from a barrel that somebody had drunk from. Meaning, what creates the pagam? Yeah.
Once we establish that this price is from Beis Shammai, do we then know la halacha that the rest of the Shmaminos stand? Or
I mean, if you say that it's only assuming like Beis Shammai, so maybe all the other Shmaminos shouldn't work either. I don't know. It's a good point. Right, meaning we're obviously not going to pass like Beis Shammai, so if you say that the price is assuming like a Shita Dechuya, so that it could come from the school of the Beis Shammai. But we'd have to find a machlokas about the other things, right? Meaning that particular point happens to be subject to machlokas. The others, if there's no machlokas, there's no machlokas.
It's like the bracha and it's in a kosa, the Rambam and the Rebbe go according to the other Gemara. Maybe it's because this one's
right. Oh, very good. That could explain why the Rambam would go with that Gemara over this Gemara. Very good. Very good. So says the Gemara Vayter now. Tan Rabbanan, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho. Pasuk says Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho. We learn from there, Zachreyu al Hayayin. You should use Yayin for Kiddush. So how in the world do we learn that you should use Yayin for Kiddush from Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho? Where does it say anything about Yayin? So Tosos points out in Dibur Maskel Zachreyu al Hayayin, Zachira Ksiv al Hayayin. A lot of times you have the term Zachira mentioned in the context of Yayin. Zichro b'yayin levanon, naskira dodecha miyayin. You have psukim in Tanakh that use the term zechira in the context of yayin. However, Tosos goes on to discuss, is this a din d'oraisa? It sounds like the Gemara is making a drasha gemura from the pasuk that you need yayin. But there is a machlokes rishonim where the chiv of kiddush al yayin is min haTorah. Again, from the Gemara, it sounds that way, but you could also argue that it's only an asmachta, and the chi of Kiddush min haTorah is just to say the words of Kiddush, but it's not, it's lav dafka al hayayin. The shita of Rashi and the Ra'avan in the end of Masech Sotah is that the chi of Kiddush min haTorah is al hayayin. They learn it from a Gemara in Nazir Daf Gimel and Beis, that the shita of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the pasuk miyayin v'shecher yazir comes to aser yayin mitzvah ki yayin harashus, that a Nazir is not even allowed to drink Yain mitzvah. So the Gemara says, what is Yain mitzvah? Where do you ever have a yayin that's a mitzvah? What? Kiddush and Avdalah, the Gemara says? Hari mushbu v'amir al mehar Sinai, that he has to drink yayin of Kiddush and Avdalah. He can't make a nazirus that's going to make it usher for him to drink Kiddush and Avdalah. He's chmuchliyah from way before then to drink Kiddush and Avdalah from Har Sinai. So it must be that he took a shavua that he's going to drink yayin, and then he says, hareini nazir. That's the Yain mitzvah that it's referring to, the Gemara says. So what do you see from the fact that the Gemara says Mushba v'yomidol of Mehar Sinai about Yayin Shal Kiddush? Sounds like Kiddush Al Yayin is Min haTorah. Tosos quotes that right over here. Sounds like it's Min haTorah, because if we're only Min Rabbanon, why wouldn't the Nazirus be Chal? However, there are a lot of kashas on this shita that Kiddush Al Yayin is Daraisa. So it's written in the Rashbas from the Gemara that later on in today's daf that the Gemara is going to say if you prefer bread to wine, you can be Mekadesh on bread. And if Kiddush Al Yayin is Min haTorah, so how could we just say, yeah, but if you don't feel like it, you know, if you're feeling more like bread is your style, so then you can go with bread. If it's Midar Raisa, there's no messing around. Furthermore, the Rashba points out, the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Gimel and Beis, if a person only has a Ner Shabbos or Kiddush Hayom, so what do we say? Ner Shabbos is Adif. Now, if Kiddush Aliyayin is Minatorah, how can Ner Shabbos, which is clearly only Midrabanan, beat out a Din Minatorah? So you'd have to figure that out. Do we ever have a Din Drabanan that beats out a Din Min haTorah? Maybe the concern of Shalom Bayis, which is what the Gemara associates in Ner Shabbos with. That's why Ner Shabbos Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Adar, because of Shalom Bayis. So maybe Shalom Bayis would be that Din Min HaTorah. But anyway, that's the Rashba's Kasha. Also, the Rishonim asked the Gemara Nazir from that serves as a source that the Kiddush Aliyah is Min HaTorah. There are a lot of issues with how to read that Gemara as it is. I'm not going to get into the whole sugi there, but there are a lot of issues with how to read that Gemara. Tosfos points out that even though you're Mishpah Vomir Sinai on Shtias Yayin, but it could be that's what the pasuk Yayin V'Shecher Yazir is coming to be Mechadesh, that Afal Pi Kain, the Nazirus is going to be Chal. So that's just a kasha in the reading of that Gemara. But anyway, the Shita of Tosfos is that Kiddush Aliyayin is only Midrabanan. Tosfos over here points out, Kiddush Aliyayin is only Midrabanan. I have the Gemara in Nazir, Harei Mishpah Vomir Alav Mehar Sinai. He says, we're reading the Gemara all wrong. The Gemara is not saying, Harei Mishpah Vomir Alav Mehar Sinai, how dare you make a Nazirus Aliyayin? You have a Shua Mehar Sinai. He says, no. This is how you're supposed to read it. Hare Mushpah Vomir Alav Mehar Sinai? What? Do you think it's Mushpah Vomir Alav Mehar Sinai? It's read Belashon Tema. Meaning it can't be that the pasuk when it says Miyayin V'Shecher Yazir comes to Aser Yayin of Kiddush as if the Torah thought of a concept of Yayin of Kiddush. The thing doesn't exist in a Torah. Mushpah Vomir Mehar Sinai, that's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara's Teretz is, no, but the Torah thought of the idea of making a Shavuah that you're going to drink Yayin. So that's what Yayin Mitzvah is. So Tosfos says, Rashi's just reading the Gemara all wrong. If you read the Gemara correctly, you see that Yayin, Kiddush Al Yayin is not Min HaTorah. And then Tos says, and even if you want to say Kiddush Al Yayin is Min HaTorah, HaMevarek Tzorech Sheyitam is only Midrabanan. It could be that you need a kos in front of you to say Kiddush, but not that you need to actually drink from the kos to say Kiddush on a Torah level. Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch Sim Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkan Aleph that Kiddush Al Yayin is only Midrabanan, and therefore Min HaTorah, all you need is words. So because all you need is words Min HaTorah, and the way the Rambam describes it is Divrei Shevach, the Kiddush of Shabbos, is all we need in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush. So says Magen Avraham, one is Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush in Tefillah, that when a person davens, he's saying nice words of Shevach and Kiddush of Shabbos, and that is he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Many Achronim point out that's difficult to accept because we have a Gemara later on that says you need to dafka mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And furthermore, there is a major discussion in Tosos and the Ran in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah. If you ever have a din min haTorah where the Rabbanan tell you we want you to fulfill this din in this particular way, meaning it could be let's say, for instance, to fulfill Birchas HaMazon Min HaTorah, all you need to say is Brich Rachmana Dahai Pita. Thank you, God, for the bread. But the Rabbanan say, that's not good enough for us. We want you to mention Eretz Yisrael. We want you to mention. And they give you a whole list of exactly three or four brachos to say. So it could be that if you say it the way that would work Min HaTorah, the Rabbanan have the ability to tell you, you're not even Yotzei Min HaTorah. The Ran says, no, they only have the ability to tell you not Yotzei Midrabbanan. But Tosus and Sukkot of Gimel says, the Rabbanan have the ability to tell you not even Yotzei Min HaTorah. So it could be that even according to the Rambam and all these Rishonim that say Yayin is not Min HaTorah, so really you should have been Yotzei with Kiddush B'Tfilah, but once the Rabbanan tell you that you're supposed to say Kiddush Al HaKos, you're not even Yotzei Min HaTorah with Kiddush B'Tfilah. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not convinced by that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, no, when do we say that you're not even Yotzei Min HaTorah? What's the makor of that Tosos, that the Rabbanan rob you of your Kiyum Da'oraisa? So bad if you sit in a sukkah and you have Shulchan or B'socha Bayis, your Shulchan is outside of the sukkah. So the Rabbanan Dafka didn't want you to do that because you're going to end up Shemi Yimashay Chachar Shulchan, or you're going to end up sitting where your table is. So if you do that, the Rabbanan, it's like a knas. The Rabbanan is going to say, you know what? You're not even Mekayim your Mitzvah Min HaTorah of Sukkah. Even though Min HaTorah it should be fine, we're going to say, you're not even Mekayim your Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, do the Rabbanan want me to daven on Friday night? Of course they want me to daven on Friday night. I'm not doing something wrong by davening on Friday night. So there's not going to be some sort of knas that they rob my Chiyuv Min HaTorah, my Kiyuv Min HaTorah of Kiddush. No, of course I'm Yotzei Kiddush Min HaTorah in the Tefillah on Friday night. That's how he defends the Shita of the Magen Avraham. One could also argue that if a person knows that he could be Mekayim the Kiyum Min HaTorah in a way that is stronger than what he's doing now, maybe he dafka has das that he doesn't want to be Mekayim Kiddush in Tefillah because he knows that he's going to make Kiddush Al HaKos later on. So maybe that's enough to say that he's not Yotzei Kiddush Al Tefillah. This comes up in the discussion of the famous Kasha of the Dagum Ravava. The Dagum Ravava raises the question that if you read the Russian brachos a little bit sideways and you read the Russian brachos to say that there's no arvus for women, that you can't, there's no concept of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zebezeh for women, so that the whole concept of Yotza Motzi, that if I've already been Yotza in Mitzvah, I could be Motzi somebody else in the Mitzvah, only works me din Arvus. So he says, how's any man ever Motzi his wife in Kiddush when he gets home, if women are not included in Arvus? Because in Tefillah you're already Yotza Midaraisa, your wife didn't have Marv, she's still Chayiv Midaraisa. So Eich Matzini Yodeinu V'Raglenu, how could we make any sense of the Minhag Yisrael that everybody makes Kiddush for the wife when they go home? They shouldn't be able to be Motzi. But if you say that a person is not Yotzei in Tefillah, Midar Raisa, because we have this higher form of Kiddush, then it makes plenty of sense. We're still Chayiv Dar Raisa when we go home. The truth is that if you look at the Rosh and Brachos, it doesn't seem at all that the Rosh is saying what the Dogma Ravava says. He says, he doesn't say that there's no Arvus for women, Rabbi Kivegar points out. What the Rosh is really saying is that when a woman is not Chayiv in a mitzvah, she's not included in the Arvus of that mitzvah. So if you hold that a woman is not Chayiv in Birch Samazim and Atara, she's not included in the Arvus of Birch Samazim. I mean, the Arvus comes along with each mitzvah. That when I accept the mitzvah, when we accepted the mitzvah of Birch Samazon at Har Sinai, we accepted the mitzvah and the arvus for that mitzvah. But if a woman is not included in that mitzvah, so then she's not included in the arvus. But Kiddush, she's chayiv in Minat Torah. So of course she's included in the arvus for Kiddush as well. That's what it sounds from the Rush. It does not sound at all like the Dogma of Avos says. So it says, again, this is a Brisa still. You didn't get too far in the Brisa. I only know that you're supposed to make Kiddush B'yom from the Pasuk of Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho. How do I know you have to make Kiddush at night also? Which the Gemara is going to say is a backwards question, because the Ikra Kiddush is Belayla. So Tamalomar Zochar's Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. That's how I see they have to say Kiddush at night. So says the Gemara, two problems here. Belayla Minayin. How can you ask a question? How do I know you have to say Kiddush at night? Adraba Ikra Kiddush Belayla Hu Kaddish. That's the primary time to say Kiddush, is Davka at night. Because of course, when a person says Kiddush, you say Kiddush at the beginning of the day. That's always the time to say Kiddush. V'su, Belayla Minayin, and also, Belayla Minayin, Tamalomer Zacharis Yom? The Bryce asks, how do I know you're supposed to say Kiddush at night? So it says, oh, Zacharis Yom HaShabbos. We're trying to find the source to say Kiddush at night. You quote me a pasuk that uses the word Yom. So Hachi Kamer. So he said, oh, we got the Brisa all wrong. This is what it means. This is how to read the Brisa. Zachris Yom Shabbos Kachos Zachreya Al Yain B'Knisaso. Zachris Yom Shabbos Kachos teaches us to make Kiddush on Friday night when Shabbos starts. That's the Iker time for Kiddush. I would only know at nighttime. How do I know daytime also? Tamalomar Zachras Yom HaShabbos. That's why I said Zachras Yom HaShabbos. Teach me at the daytime as well. The Rishonim have a machlokas about the gedder of Kiddush B'Yom. Is it Mitoras Kiddush? Or is it just like there's a mitzvah in a Torah to be Mekadesh B'Laylo? So Chazal were Mesake in Midrabanan to be Mekadesh also by daytime. And that's how the Rambam seems to understand that it's a mitzvah of Kiddush, or do you say no? It's not a mitzvah of Kiddush, because what do you mean? You can't be Mekadesh in the middle of the day. It's Kvar Niskadesh Hayom already from night. But Chazal were Koveya to that. The Chazal made a Chiyuv to be Koveya Su'udasa Wal Ayayin. That is a way of giving Chashivus to the Su'uda. They have to be Koveya the Su'uda Al Ayayin. That's the Shita of the Ravid. Rabbeinu David, one of the major Rishonim that appears only in Maseches Pesachim, says that many Nafkaminas La Halacha between these two Tzadim, whether Kiddusha Rabbah is Betoras Kiddush, or it's only bidin koveya suda l'yayin. First of all, do you have to say kiddush aliyayin by suda shlishis as well, or is it good enough to say one kiddush for the entire day? If it's a din of kiddush, so you already patted your din of kiddush biyom. That's Chazal's takana. So you don't have to say another kiddush by suda shlishis. But if it's a din of suda shabbos that you have to show chashivus to the suuda, so then it would turn out that you would have to say kiddush at shalosh shudas as well. Problem is that the Rambam, he's the one that says you say Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas, and he's the one, he seems to say that it's a din in Kiddush, not a din in Su'uda, like the Ravid says. Also, not enough Kamina, can you be Motzi others in Kiddush Hayom after you've already been Yotzei? If it's Midin Torah's Kiddush, so if it's not a din of Kiddush, it's a din of Kviya Su'dal Yayin, so Birchas Hayayin of Kiddush is not going to be considered a Birchas Mitzvah, it's considered a Birchas Nenin. So the halacha by Birchas Nenin, you can't be Motzi the other people if you're not chayiv right now in a birchas hanan. If I'm not eating an apple, I can't say a boru priya eitz so that you can eat an apple, right? But if it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, if it relates to a mitzvah in some way, if it's a mitzvah of kiddush, it's not just relating to the suda, so then I could be motzi you. That's the discussion about the kos shel yayin under the chuppah. There's a discussion about Afika Yam quotes conflicting reports what Reb Chaim used to do, whether he would drink when he was misar kiddushin, whether he would drink from the wine under the chuppah. You're saying saying a bar prayer gafan, and what? Chas and kalag in a drink? So if it's a birch sananin, how does that work? So Pashas is, we assume it's not just a birch sananin, it's like a birch mitzvah, it's like a, the brach ala kos, is more than just a birch sananin. And that's how it works, that somebody else can drink. But they say, I think, b'shem the brisker dying, that he thought Reb Chaim used to spill a little over on his finger to taste it off of his finger, just to have a little bit to drink. I don't know why he had to pull a whole shtick. Why couldn't he just take a sip? I don't know what the, or have a plastic cup. I didn't get that. I never understood that part. Like, if he held that was the halacha, why would he hide it? So Brisker Rav said he never saw his father drink. He never saw his father drink from when he was Masada Kiddushin from the coast. I don't know. Some people are makbet to do that. Okay, B'yomai Mevarech. Ooh, we got to get moving. B'yomai Mevarech. So what bracha do you make during the day? What is Kiddush B'yom? So Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Priyagafen. Kiddush B'yom is Bar Priyagafen, and that's it. Ravashi Yitlal Machuza. Ravashi went to Machuza. Amar Le Liktish Lanmar Kiddusha Rabba. So he said, we honor you with saying Kiddusha Rabba for us. Havale, they gave him some wine. Summer, my new Kiddush Rabba. And he's thinking to himself, he's new in town, he's thinking to himself, what in the world is Kiddush Rabba? I have no idea what to say. Amar Michti, Kol Brach School, Bar Priyagafen, Amri Bereshah. So he said, well, whatever it is, it probably starts with Bar Priyagafen. So I'll start with Bar Priyagafen and I'll see where I go from there. So Amar Bar Priyagafen, Va'agid Bey. He said Bar Priyagafen and he started extending his Bar Priyagafen. He started making it longer at the end with a little chazanus. So Chazia Lehu Saba, the Gachin Vashasi. And he saw a guy at the other end of the room who's bending down to drink as if, you know, it's over already. The Kiddush is over. So Karyanafshe Chachamein of Barosho. So he said about himself, you know, he really had his thinking cap on. He was really on top of it that day. And Chachamein of Barosho, that he realized a good trick to figure out what Kiddush Rabbah is. I have no idea what his plan B would have been. Meaning, what if the guy wouldn't lean down to drink? So then what bracha would he have said? Would he have just said the Friday night Kiddush? I guess I don't know. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that Yesh Omrim before Kiddush. Before Kiddush during the day, there are people that have a minhag to say all sorts of psukim. Zachar Siyama Shabbos, some start with Alkein Beirach, even though that's in the middle of a pasuk, because the kavan is not to say a pasuk, it's just to say some nice words about Shabbos. He says, Yeshomer Mizra L'David Hashem Roi, Yeshomer Parshas HaVazichim. So he says, in our Gemara, it says, what is Kiddush? Kiddush is Bar Priyagafen. That's it. That's all you need to say on Shabbos day. You say Bar Priyagafen. Whatever you want to say before is not really part of Kiddush. And he says that he remembers Bialduso. He saw real Gedolim, and Gedolei Yisrael always said Kiddush with just Bar Priyagafen. Why Alkein Berach? It's not a chashash for why do some people say Alkein Berach and not Choshesh for saying only a chatzi pasuk? So the Mishnah Brura, he says that Shaloka did, and you have to say the entire pasuk. You should not start with just Alkein Berach, says the Mishnah Brura. The issue of a lot of people saying psukim before Kiddush in the Tshuvas Van Hagas of Shurmach quotes from Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Chaim was medaktik to say only Bar Priyagafen, not say anything before, and he was medaik from the Lashon of the Rambam that way. The Rambam, 29th Parak of Shabbos, says, Mitzvah Levarich Al Yayin B'Yom HaShabbos Kodem Shasoy Tzud HaShniya V'Zehu HaNikra Kiddush Rabba Mevarich Bar Priyagafen Bilvad Vishosa Vachach Yitol Yada V'Yisod. So Reb Chaim says, why does the Rambam have to add the word Bilvad? If you don't tell me to say anything else, I know that you can say Bar Priyagafen. So apparently there's some inyan that it's dafka, gotta be only Bar Priyagafen, not to add Psukim. He's not coming to be Mimait Birchas HaKiddush, not to say the other bracha of Kiddush when he says Bilvad, because the Rambam doesn't mention Kiddush Hayom, a din of being Makadish al Kos, to say another, he only says you make a Birch Sanenin. So you wouldn't need to say Bilvad. So it must be that he's coming to tell me not to add any other Psukim. So, okay, you could argue with the Diuk a little bit maybe, but that's what they say is the Diuk from Reb Chaim, that he would only say Bar Priyagafen. But different Minhagim. Says Gemara Vayter. Amri Bnei Ra, you have to figure out what would be the problem. I mean, why is it wrong to be most of Psukim? So Shurmach discusses that a little bit also. Amri Bnei Ra Bechia. Mishlo Hivdu Motzoi Shabbos, Mavdu Vaholich Kol Shabbos Kulo. If someone did not say Avdallah Motzoi Shabbos, he could say Avdallah all week long. Va'ad Kama, how long is all week? Amri Bnei Ra Ad Revi B'Shabbos. It just means until Wednesday. It doesn't really mean all week long. It means through Tuesday. It's Ad V'lo Ad B'chal. So through Tuesday, a person can say Avdallah. The discussion in the Achronim is that a din in Tashlumin, that the Ikra Zman of Avdalah is really on Motzai Shabbos, and it's just if you miss it, you can make it up Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or no, maybe it's not a din in Tashlumin, maybe the Ikra Zman of Avdalah goes through Tuesday. So, there are obvious nafkaminas whether it's Tashlumin or not. What if a person was never chayiv at the Zman of on Motzai Shabbos? He was a katan, he became a bar mitzvah on Sunday. So, if the Ikra Zman is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so as long as he's a bar mitzvah before Tuesday, he's got to say it. But if he was, but if it's a tashlumin, if you're never chayiv in the first place, you don't have to make up a tashlumin. So anyway, so he's saying the following: linin gittin. When it comes to gittin, chada b'shabbata treyu tlasa basar shabbata. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are called after Shabbos. If a guy makes a tanai and a get, if I don't come home after Shabbos, then this get should be chal. So after Shabbos means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Once you already hit Wednesday, that's not after Shabbos, that's before the next Shabbos. Arba v'chamisha maliyome kame shabbata. But Wednesday, Thursday, that's all before the following Shabbos. That is not after Shabbos. There are poskim that are medayik from this Gemara, that when it comes to Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, that a person is allowed to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum through Tuesday, because that's still associated in some way with the previous Shabbos. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidi, Avalo Ala Or, but if you're saying Havdalah after Motzai Shabbos, you don't use a candle, there's no Bari Moreish. Amar, because Bari Moreish is about the Bria of Or, of a fire on Motzai Shabbos. Amar Brona Amarad, Hanotel Yadav Lo Yekadesh. If a person washed, he should not say Kiddush, because the Kiddush is a hefsik between his Netila and his Achila. It's a hefsik hadas. So he's going to have to wash again. Amarlu Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Akati lo noch nafshei de Rav, Shachinu l'shmaitzei. Rav's not even dead yet, and we're already forgetting his learning, we're already forgetting everything that Rav taught. Apparently that used to not be an impolite expression to say that he's not even dead yet. So Zimnin Sagin Havakeim Nekameh de Rav, there were many times that we were by Rav, Zimn de Chaviva le Rifta Mekadesh Arifta, sometimes he preferred to eat bread, and he said Kiddush on bread, Zimn de Chaviva le Chamra Mekadesh HaChamra, and sometimes he preferred to have wine, and he said Kiddush on wine. So when he was hungry, he was Mekadesh HaRifta, so apparently you don't need to wash again after Kiddush, because obviously he would wash before the Kiddush, then say the Kiddush on bread, and then eat the bread. So the Kiddush was not considered a hefsik. He would do that L'chadchila, to wash first. So Amrav Huna Amrav, Ta'am Eino Mekadesh. Huna Amrav says if a person eats something, he cannot say Kiddush. But what about Avdalah? If a person ate something, can he still say Avdalah? Samle ani omer ta'am mavdil. He says, I hold that if a person ate something, he can still say Avdalah. Ravasi omer ta'am eno mavdil. But Ravasi disagrees. He thinks that if a person ate something, he cannot say Avdalah. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba ikla veRavasi ishli v'ta'am midi. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba went to Ravasi and he forgot and he ate something. Havale kasava avdil. And then they brought him out of coast, and he said Avdalah anyway, even though he ate something. So Amalei de Bitzu, so his wife said, Vamarlo Avad Hachi, you never do that. If you ate something, you would never say Avdalah. Amalei, so he said to her, Shafgei, leave him alone, Karabei Svirulei. He's following his own tradition, he's following his own Rebbeim. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel, Ta'am Eino Mekadesh, Ta'am Eino Mavdil. Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel says, if a person eats something, he cannot say Kiddush. If he eats something, you cannot say Avdalah. V'Rabba Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Ta'am Mekadesh, V'Ta'am Mavdil. Rabbi Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that if you eat something, you can say Kiddush. If you eat something, you can say Avdalah. Amar Rava, Hilchus HaVa'alach is, Ta'am Mekadesh, V'Ta'am Mavdil. If a person ate something, he can say Kiddush. If a person ate something, he can't say Avdalah. Umishlo Kiddush, Varev Shabbos, Mekadesh Volech Kol Yom Kula on Motzai Shabbos. And going back to the beginning of the Sugya, where we asked the Shaila, if you didn't say Kiddush on Friday night, can you or can you not say Kiddush throughout the rest of the Shabbos? The answer is yes. If a person did not say Kiddush on Friday night, we paskin. Again, this is all Hilchasa. We paskin. He can say Kiddush the rest of Shabbos. And Mishlo Hivdu Motzai Shabbos, Mavdu Volech Kol Shabbos Kula. Someone who did not say Avdalah on Motzai Shabbos could say Avdalah throughout the rest of the week. Now the Beis Yosef writes that you see from our Gemara, from the fact that Amar Rav Huna B'Shem Rav, that someone who's ta'am before Kiddush on Lel Shabbos cannot be Mekadesh that night anymore, even though we don't paskin that way. Beis Yosef says, you see that the Isra Achilu before Kiddush is an Isra different than the Isra Achilu before any other mitzvah, and therefore it's not just that lest you might forget it, because if it's lest you might forget it, then we certainly wouldn't have a Havamina that you should skip it entirely just because you ate something. So he says, therefore the Shir is different. It wouldn't just be a Kibetz, or it would be even a Ti'ima Kol Shuhu. That's a Ta'am, even if you just have a little bit. Magen Mishnah says, sounds from the Rambam, that you're allowed to drink water before Kiddush on Lel Shabbos. And it's only Meichel, it's only Tom if you have some sort of food. That's what the Magen Mishnah is Medayik from the Rambam. So there's a lot of discussion in the postgame. If a woman, let's say, lights candles on Friday night and has to take a pill, so it needs a drink, or she's not feeling well, she's just working so hard on Erev Shabbos, and she needs a drink of water, is there any room to be Meichel with water, perhaps based on that Rambam? Usually postgame, together with a few other sniffin, will come up with some sort of kula. Although others point out, let her say Kiddush. Why can't she just say Kiddush? Okay, Kiddush Makom Suda, she doesn't want to have a little Suda. Okay, a good Nechaydesh.